You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
January 31, 2022, there's now more optimism than ever that the pandemic might be ending. But, wait a minute. Some experts say don't relax so soon. Other nations are now lifting their COVID-19 restrictions. Some public health experts question whether U.S. counties and cities should consider easing their guidance on mask wearing, social distancing. Let's stop it right there for one moment. One moment. The CDC has stated, first, social distancing, 6 feet, that was an arbitrary number. There was no science behind it. They said, well, we need to, maybe we kept people not so tightly packed. What do you say, 12 feet? No, that sounds pretty far away. 3 feet? No, it could be too close. Okay, let's do six. That's kind of how they came about that. And the CDC has since admitted all these masks you've been wearing, they're not really effective. That's why they're rushing out now, the N95s, making them available, and I'm just waiting for them to try to demand all children start wearing them. Day in and day out, not just at school, but everywhere, and, of course, vax, docs, all of that stuff. Denmark has lifted all COVID-19 restrictions within that country. Completely open by the first tomorrow. In the meantime, several governors say they told Biden that the U.S. needs to, quote, move away from the pandemic at the White House meeting. By moving away, saying, quit making such a big deal of it. Partly, it's crippling the economy. But I had a survey I read in the last segment, in case you missed it. You shouldn't have, but just in case you missed it, let me repeat it. It's an ABC poll that asked folks what do they think about the Biden economy. Several said it was okay, basically good. Some said not so good. Some said poor. 1% said the Biden economy is excellent. And in addition to what we're doing about COVID, you might have been catching word of this truckers' protest against COVID-19 mandates. It's turned into blockade in the Canadian capital, gridlock at the U.S.-Canada border crossing. Now criminal investigations are underway. Apparently desecration, as they're calling it, of a Canadian landmark spilling over into today. This freedom convoy of truckers traveled across Canada for several days before arriving in the capital city of Ottawa yesterday, or Saturday, I should say. Why? Well, the drivers were opposing a vaccine mandate requiring truckers entering Canada to be fully vaccinated or face testing and quarantine requirements. So they said, we're going to fight back on that. And many joined them in the protest. Also word coming out, still looking for more information on this one, and I will tell you, this is one I want to keep in close watch for a while. We were talking in the last hour about the Schweitzer book involving the Biden family and the riches they and other elites make off of China and Russia and so forth, and how they treat them and what they do for them. Jen Psaki saying the Biden administration has developed specific sanctions packages for Russian elites and their family members if Moscow invades Ukraine. Specific sanctions packages. Not really sure what they're trying to say at this point. Let's say keep a close watch on it. And then we have this story. The UN reportedly receiving credible allegations that more than 100 former Afghan government officials, troops, those who worked with coalition forces, more than 100 have been killed since the Taliban took control of the country. Should be no surprise. If anything, surprise the number's that low. But these are the ones apparently only confirmed. We have a firefighter shot in Stockton, California. A firefighter. This is not a policeman that someone was saying is carrying a gun around and trying to kill people. Be they black, white, or whatever. This was a firefighter simply showing up to put out a fire at a dumpster fire, and somebody nearby thought he represents the authority, the man, or whatever, and shoots and kills the firefighter. You want to catch what's coming up in the next segment and the entire hour. Stand by.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Larry Connors USA.
There are reports this morning even that the administration has already taken the toughest sanctions off the table, sanctions on Russia's oil and gas industry and removing it from the international banking system. So again, Vladimir Putin has seen what Joe Biden has done over the last year, and then he saw his fecklessness in Afghanistan, and I'm afraid that he thinks now is the time to go for the jugular in Ukraine, which he has wanted to do for as long as he's been in power.
That's Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas. And he's right. Putin does not fear Biden. Not one bit. Neither does President Xi of China. He's watching. He's looking for his opportunity. North Korean leader, the same. No one fears Biden. And I told you in news and commentary a moment ago that the Biden administration has apparently developed what they're calling specific sanctions packages for Russian elites. For the Russian elites and their family members if Moscow invades Ukraine. The White House press briefing, Jen Psaki said these are being pursued in coordination with allies and partners. We've identified some that are the inner circle of the Kremlin, and they play a role in government decision-making, or at a minimum, are complicit in the Kremlin's destabilizing behavior. And many of these are particularly vulnerable targets because of their deep and financial ties with the West. And they would be hurt by sanctions or tying them to Western financial systems. So they say the sanctions package are just one way, again, to hit Russia from all angles. So now I have a better understanding of what they were trying to say earlier when we had it on news and commentary. Do you think they fear that? Or you know, they got money tied up in the West, they might, some might. Now, there are those, of course, who say we should have nothing to do with going to fight Russians in the Ukraine border. And there are those, of course, that turn to our border concern as well on our southern border. But what you heard Senator Cotton point out before we go any deeper, he said Putin is seeing this right now with Biden supposedly in charge as a perfect opportunity to go for the juggler. And I'm reading a piece from a New Yorker profile. It says Vladimir Putin presents himself to his citizens and to the world as the standard bearer of a modern counter-enlightenment. He has declared liberal democracy obsolete, a political arrangement that has outlived its purpose. One of his historic role models is said to be Alexander III, a reactionary czar in the Romanov dynasty who instituted draconian restrictions on the press, sought to Russify his multi-ethnic empire, and mobilize against internal and external threats. And 4 years ago, Putin expressed his deep admiration for the Tsar, that being Alexander III, while visiting the Crimean Peninsula. And, of course, then Russia invaded in 2014, occupying it ever since. Now they're around Ukraine. NATO is standing by as well. Ukraine is not part of NATO. Wants to be, but they're not. And Russia's telling NATO and the U.S. you cannot vote to let them be part of NATO. So that's why he wants to make sure a Democrat country is not that close to his border. And if it became a NATO member, it would. But a lot of things are still in play. Now, we have some who are saying that we should be going to war with Russia. And others say no. And you even have remarks from Tucker Carlson being played back, where Carlson has supposedly indicated that we have to be worried about our country, and Russia is part of a threat to our country. So it's not just Democrats saying maybe we shouldn't be not just Republicans saying we should rush into war. They're also Republicans saying we shouldn't be involved in that. And then the point comes down to the Democrats are so concerned about the border around Ukraine while ignoring our southern border. And therein lies a big question of how can you reach such a conclusion when what we have going on at our southern border at this time. Now, Senator Tom Cotton was asked that question. He said, yeah, there is a reason to have concern, and we can for both borders.
It's true that a lot of Democrats, to include Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and others, do seem to care more about Ukraine's border than our southern border at a time when we've had 2 million illegal immigrants cross our border under Joe Biden's tenure in office. I mean, that's like adding the entire population of Nebraska to this country. But you're right, Dana. You can be concerned about both. You can want to secure our southern border effectively and change our laws that so many of these illegal immigrants are taking advantage of, while at the same time recognize that if Russia invades Ukraine, it won't just be bad for Ukraine and for Eastern Europe, but it'll be a signal to bad guys around the world that they can push even harder to harm American interests. Imagine what it'll say to Xi Jinping if he sees Russia invade Ukraine and just get a few mealy-mouthed sanctions slapped on it.
That's the point Senator Cotton's trying to make, that we can deal with both and we should deal with both. Not saying necessarily military might, but what are you going to do to make sure that Biden, or rather Putin, understands we're going to be resistant? I want to make sure I didn't misdirect my thoughts about Tucker Carlson a moment ago. On one of his monologues, I was trying to replay in my head and trying to find some additional information. What he did in this recent monologue is question the relentless narrative insisting that Americans must side with Ukraine against Russia in the conflict. And he's not so sold on that. That he is basically opposing war with Russia. I think many of us would, if we can find some other way. But we do have to recognize what Senator Cotton said. If we don't make some kind of stand and get something and slow things down, what's the next step? All right, that's Ukraine and that border. While the Democrats don't want to focus on our southern border, let's focus there for a moment. We're concerned about what might happen if Ukraine is invaded by Russia and then the other evil actors in the world as to how they will begin to activate various actions and our terrorists. Well, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says, you don't have to look all the way to what's happening in Ukraine. You just look at our southern border.
Over the past calendar year, there have been about 2 million people come across the border illegally from more than 150 different countries across the entire globe, including, Maria, people coming from terrorist-based nations. We have a president who's not protecting us from national security by allowing people from terrorist-based nations come across our border.
That is a direct threat to this nation, is it not? Of course it is. That is, again, Governor Abbott of Texas, which I will tell you he's leading Beto by 2-1 margin in the governor's race. Good. But he's saying we've got these guys coming across. We don't know who they are. They're certainly likely to be terrorists. Congresswoman Lisa McClain, Republican of Michigan, all the way from the southern border of Texas, all the way up to Michigan, and she's saying the same thing.
Why do you have to hide it? Why do you have to do it in the middle of the night? You do it because you know it's wrong and you know you don't want anyone to find out. Why do you have to hide it? Why do you have to do it in the middle of the night? You do it because you know it's wrong and you know you don't want anyone to find out.
That is her talking about that these folks are unvetted and being flown in into her area. The same unvetted people that Governor Abbott was talking about. She said you've got Biden flying them by the darkest part of night into the interior. Congresswoman McClain.
And when is this administration going to start putting the American people first? What's happening down at our southern border is absolutely unbelievable. Yet our northern border, we're locked down and everyone's got to get a COVID test and you have to show your ID to make sure that you're COVID, that you are who you are when you have your COVID test. I wonder if that's going on at the southern border. I can assure you it's not. What you've seen is actually 100% true. I've been down to the border twice. I've been to Colombia. I've been to Panama. And exactly what is happening is it's unbelievable.
So the Michigan Congresswoman, Republican, Lisa McClain, has been to the border more than VP Harris, who was given the directive by President Biden, you take care of this. Harris isn't doing a damn thing. Neither is Biden. And Congresswoman McClain is echoing the sentiments of many in the nation, regardless of your political party.
This administration has an open for business sign at our southern border. Don't worry about COVID. Don't worry about vetting who's coming over. Don't worry about the amount of fentanyl and illegal drugs that are coming over. Yet, what is going on with law and order in our country? We are asking these law enforcement officers, these border patrol agents that have given their life to protecting our border, we're asking law enforcement agents not to enforce the law. This is exactly what happens when you let Joe Biden and his socialist administration run this country. And it's about time that the American people stand up and know what's going on. What's so bad about telling the people the truth?
Yeah.
Why do you have to hide it? Why do you have to do it in the middle of the night? You do it because you know it's wrong and you know you don't want anyone to find out.
I wanted you to hear that again because they cannot stand the light of day in the Biden administration. So much for the transparency of this administration, which we were promised we would see. Flying immigrants in the dark of night into the interior of the country. And they're crossing through primarily in areas where the wall has not been finished because Biden put a stop to that, remember? The numbers are above 2 million for the last year. 2 million. That doesn't count the so-called getaways, those that they saw but they couldn't capture or didn't turn themselves in. And we do know that many of those have come across have been from countries other than Mexico or even the Northern Triangle or even South America or even Cuba. They're all the way from Europe and in many cases from the Middle East. And many of them might well be jihadists just waiting on that call on a particular day. And when it hits, what are we going to say? Oh, are we surprised? We shouldn't be surprised. And that's just being the terrorist. The child smuggling is horrific. We're going to hear decades in the future about children who were, if they are still alive, about how they were smuggled across and physically tortured, sold off to sex dens and so forth. And then you have the drugs. Fentanyl. Major drug, major issue, and this administration also isn't paying any attention to that. They're worried about you getting COVID, but dying of fentanyl? Yeah.
Over the past year, Texas law enforcement has seized enough fentanyl to kill every man, woman, and child in Texas, California, New York, Illinois, and Florida combined.
Wow.
And President Biden does not care. I'll give you this fact, and that is of the age group 18 to 45, this past year, more people died of fentanyl than from COVID, than from car wrecks, than from cancer. This is deadly, and we have a president who is allowing it to continue to come across the border. It's coming from China through Mexico, to the United States.
Through our open border. That's Governor, Texas Governor Abbott again, talking about the dangers of fentanyl. And he's absolutely right. Once again, we have a situation where, as he said, the highest cause of death between those 18 to 45 is fentanyl. Not COVID, not car wrecks, not anything else like that. And he said they've seized enough that, as you heard him say, you could kill residents of five states. Texas, Illinois, California, and others he named. What is the government doing about it? Well, former Governor Asa Hutchinson, I should say, was meeting, he's from Arkansas, was meeting as a chair of the National Governor Association with Biden, and he asked him, what are you doing about our border? And Biden's answer is, we're still trying to figure out why migrants want to come to the U.S. I would laugh, but it's not a joke. He said, we're working with a lot of neighboring countries. A lot to do. Got to go. VP Harris, of course, hasn't done a damn thing. And he's saying, we're still trying to figure out why they want to come to the U.S. You know why they want to come. Some, many, I would hope, just to better their lives, have a new life. Well, there are a lot of folks who would like to do that, but there's legal immigration for that. Others are coming because they hope to join up with gangs and, you know, get rich on pillaging and raping and whatever they can across this nation. And the Border Patrol agents have had it. In fact, this last week, again, they had a meeting with Secretary Mayorkas, and someone got a little tape recording off of it, video of Mayorkas telling the agents, and they were upset, not only with him, but with other members, the high-ranking members, saying, you're basically keeping us from doing our jobs. And Mayorkas was saying, let me just say, you can turn your back on me, as some of them had done, but I'll never turn my back on you. Well, the agent said, no, you did. You turned your back on us first. And Mayorkas was saying, then I know you guys didn't sign up to be babysitters and apprehending families and kids. I know that's not what you signed up to do. And then he said, I know the policies of this administration are not particularly popular with U.S. Customs and Border Protection, but that's the reality. Let's see what we can do within the framework. Why don't you show some gonads, Mayorkas, and say the policy of this administration is stupid. You are Border Patrol agents. Your job is to secure our border. That is also the president's responsibility to secure our national security. And he's failing, lost track of anything and everything. Fentanyl coming across in so much that what they got, not what got away, is enough to kill residents in five different states combined. Plus the illegal sex trafficking and everything else. And they want to say, well, it's a policy. It's reality. We have to do what we can with the framework. No, you don't. If you stand up and say, we're not going to do it that way anymore. We're going to pay for this administration's sins just along the open border for decades to come. Decades. It's that kind of attitude of the left that has one member, a Democrat, a blue-collar worker in Illinois, did an interview with Fox. Of course, they liked what he had to say. You will too. But he said the message is for all of America. Coming up.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
At Interstate 44 in Hampton, you can find new business and opportunity where there had been nothing. That all changed when Jay Ackerman had a vision. He built the new Ackerman Toyota dealership on one corner. Now other businesses getting involved. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes are came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream. Or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniel's, old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven and a...
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
I donated to Biden, which I did. I supported Kamala Harris from day one, which I did. I even starred in Biden's victory video, America the Beautiful. I was in it. I did more in the 2020 election to actively work for someone's campaign. I did more than I've ever done in my entire life for any candidate whatsoever. And I'm disgusted. I said a year in, I'm disgusted with them both. I'm disgusted with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden.
His name is Isaiah Carter. That is part of a Fox Digital News report. That's where the music's coming from. But he wanted to voice his remarks, and you're going to hear later that state-controlled media didn't want to hear from him because it's not the narrative they want to hear. Here's a Democrat, a black Democrat, who says, I not only voted for them, I supported them, I started in some of their campaign, I did everything. And just one year in, I'm angry and upset and disappointed. He's a blue-collar worker in Illinois and has always been, at least in the past, Democrat.
I have been a consistent Democratic voter for 16 years. I voted for Biden thinking that he was the safest choice. before I started supporting Biden, I was a Kamala Harris supporter. But Biden, I'm furious at. What do I not like about the Biden administration? Well, day one, Biden turned Title VII and Title IX inside out. If you want to know why you have Leah Thomas, that man swimming in competing against women in swimming competitions, that's why. Gender identity. If I had known Biden was this much of a genderist, there's no way I would have voted for that man.
But there's, of course, no way he's going to make that out because he's trying to pose as a moderate. And many Democrats are like Isaiah Carter that did vote for him because they considered him more moderate than the others. And maybe a combination of Kamala Harris might be beneficial. But now they've seen some of the policies he's already enacted and what they plan to do, not happy.
I am upset about the Afghanistan withdrawal. The video of refugees dropping from C-117s to their deaths will haunt this presidency and will haunt this country for decades to come. I don't like critical race theory. Critical race theory is a Trojan horse that has a lot of darker elements hiding inside, like the diversity, equity, and inclusion movement. I don't like the idea of kids, black kids, white kids, whatever, separated by race and then made to feel like one group is oppressed and the other group is not. I don't like where we are now with COVID. Masks don't work. CDC said so in May of 2020. Omicron is a weak variant. Everyone knows that. And you're still trying to enforce this kind of stuff on people? Why? Why? Who's benefiting from this?
Who's benefiting? That raises a very big question. Can't really answer it here, but he's voicing a concern that you would find among many Americans, be they black, white, yellow, red, Republican, conservative, independent, Democrat. No questions from the progressive side. They have an agenda. They know what they're doing. And they're going to continue pushing in that direction because that is the agenda.
I am seeing the Democratic Party, I'm seeing my party headed into the wrong direction. I am seeing Joe Biden going into these dark realms, making all of this stuff that has no place in schools, that has no place in society. That is how the party destroys itself. That is how liberals become so far over to the left that they become completely unrecognizable from what they used to be. I don't recognize where we're at anymore. And I'm pissed about it.
And he should be, and so should you. You want to know how far it's really going to go, possibly? I could not get this guest booked for today. Wrote a piece for the Federalist, Eleanor Barton. Basic headline under the Biden proposal, a Biden proposal, everyone, including kids, could more easily get transgender surgery. More was male, now female swimmers. Was male, now female weightlifters. Women, you're obsolete at this point. At least you matter little to a transgender situation. And Isaiah Carter in Illinois, in making this statement, knew that he was going to get some wrath and feedback and some folks upset. But he's also reached the point where he realizes that we've gotten into so much name-calling in this nation and trying to destroy each other and vilify each other over color of skin and yet claiming that, oh, it's all for the better. He said, this message needs to be heard by my fellow Democrats.
Democrats, I need you to listen to me carefully. The fact that I, a registered Democrat, am appearing on Fox News, I don't have a grift, I don't have a thing, I don't have a gimmick, I don't have a brand. And the fact that I, a blue-collar Democratic worker, am speaking to Fox News should scare you and scare the rest of our party. The fact that they're willing to talk to me and MSNBC and CNN are not, that is a problem. And that should tell you all how far we've fallen away from the common man.
And a company CEO is also recognizing that where it hurts the most, and that's in sale of the product. Maybe many of you have used or do use Penzey's Spices, P-E-N-Z-E-Y-S, Spices. The company chairman called all Republicans racist. All Republicans racist. Doesn't know you if you're Republican, but if you're Republican, you're racist. Now, I don't know what he would call Isaiah Carter, the man you were just listening to, long registered Democrat, speaking out the way he is. I mean, gosh, should he also fall in that racist category? Well, Penzey Spice Company, after the CEO did that, they lost 40,000 customers rapidly. In fact, the Penzey Spices CEO had written in a customer email. This is they had a Republicans are racist sale over Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. That's right. They had a sale called Republicans are racist at the Penzey stores across the nation and online. This Milwaukee, Wisconsin. How white do you think Milwaukee, Wisconsin is, I wonder? How Republican? How racist? Anyway, the Penzey Spices CEO, Bill Penzey, sends out these anti-Republican remarks from time to time, then sent out a newsletter earlier this month in which he accused GOP voters of fantasizing about killing African Americans. He wrote Republicans, quote, raced out to buy a crap load of guns because maybe they were finally going to get their chance to shoot a black person. That's what he wrote in a customer's email. And that all Republicans are racist. The sad part of it is, and this is the sad part, not that he lost 40,000 subscribers to his email and immediate customers, who knows how many more at stores, but apparently also they got 30,000 new fans. They're willing to take some gift cards and get reduced prices, despite what he just said. You sell out that cheap. And then we get this New York actress. You would not even know her name ever except for her stupid remark in the midst of the massive parade honoring one of the fallen police officers in New York City. Stand by, please.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Well, I got my first truck when I was three. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before. I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We do not need to shut down most of Lower Manhattan because one cop died for probably doing his job incorrectly. They kill people who are under 22 every single day for no good reason, and we don't shut down the city for them.
I know that is disgusting in so many ways. I'm going to let you hear it again. In fact, I'm going to let you hear it again back to back in just a moment. But let me just break it down for you. First of all, this is a so-called actress in New York City with her acting company, Face to Face Films. Now she has apparently, she had a profile on their website. It's been taken down. She is apparently a Cuban-American actress from Hialeah, Florida. And she was upset because she was having trouble shopping or what? Walking around, couldn't go buy the Penzi's spices she wanted? I have no idea. But in New York the other day, as they were holding a massive Sea of Blue Friday, coming together to honor Officer Rivera, one of the two that had been gunned down in a domestic call on January 21. 22-year-old Rivera killed by the suspect's gunfire. Then a second officer also critically injured who ended up dying last week. And it was a sea of blue if you saw the video at all. I mean, officers shoulder to shoulder as far as you could see down Fifth Avenue. White gloves marching in unison. Motorcycles, police, another emergency vehicle, all taking part. But her attitude says a lot about what is going wrong with this country right now. Listen to it again, back to back.
We do not need to shut down most of Lower Manhattan because one cop died for probably doing his job incorrectly. They kill people who are under 22 every single day for no good reason, and we don't shut down the city for them. We do not need to shut down most of Lower Manhattan because one cop died for probably doing his job incorrectly. They kill people who are under 22 every single day for no good reason, and we don't shut down the city for them.
Just break down what she said. One cop died for probably doing his job incorrectly. She has no idea of the facts. She's just going to assume the cop was wrong. He's the one who died. And they kill people who are under 22 every single day for no good reason? Where the hell does that come from? Again, there's no evidence. They don't need any evidence. They just want to use it as a condemnation. And the Black Lives Matter chapter in D.C. is upset that, quote, police officers shot in the line of duty are automatically treated as heroes because an officer was shot and wounded Sunday night, just last night in D.C. Suspect still at loose. And the Black Lives Matter chapter tweeted out quickly, this is just again another case, tearjerker press conferences, proclamations of heroes coming soon. Imagine if people knew these folks' name. Being black in D.C. is more dangerous than any job, really. And he said, and in the fight for the black lives, many rebuffs we receive when demanding an end to police violence and terror is that not all cops are bad cops. The Black Lives Matter chapter said, that's always coupled with examples of law enforcement officials who do things to help black people. There's an officer in St. Louis City area, county. And there was a shooting inside an assembly hall where he was parked outside writing up a report. Somebody went in, shot and killed a woman, and started to shoot others. The officer radioed immediately for help and without waiting for help, rushed inside to make sure he could stop whatever he could. Quickly encountered the gunman. They exchanged gunfire. The officer survived. I don't think the other guy did. Not that I really care. Oh, the officer, by the way, was black. He's rushing into a community center filled mostly with white people. But he was, at that time, blue. Men and women who serve our nation as first responders, be they carrying a gun, a fire extinguisher, rescue, life-saving equipment, they deserve more respect than what we've been giving them. And this idiot actress in New York City just unveiled just how vile some of these people can be. But to those of you doing your job, we thank you. Truly thank you for being in the gap between us and the others and being there when needed. As always, I appreciate you listening. I thank you for sharing with your friends and neighbors about this story, about the program, on your site or otherwise. You make this show what it is, and I do appreciate it. And certainly keep in mind our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.